Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where three black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth.
The Bachelorette.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And this was a good episode.
This is a great episode.
This was a good episode. This was a good one.
Yep. I was shocked. I thought, I got to brace myself. It might be a little boring. Nope.
No. Came through.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah. Definite highlight was the Ivan Tasia date.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Their whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just want to go into initial thoughts?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Sorry, I was moving the screens around. I couldn't see. Okay. Tasia is doing circles around every other, I would say lead. Not even bachelorette. Lead.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we love Rachel.
Yes.
And I think Rachel did great. We came around to Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Tasia started off the gate incredible.
She came in just energy.
Energy.
Focused.
Yep. Also making everybody else's guards come down really, really, really fucking easily because she's just very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
after being fucked around with Claire as well. So
right.
That's not easy to do.
Yes.
These guys could easily have their guard up. Like, who's this bitch? Yeah. Why am I still here?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's true. It's a good thing to point out.
And also, it hasn't been that long. Tasia, when they said this is her second rose ceremony, I was like, holy shit. This is only her second rose ceremony.
Yeah, we've been here, guys, for forever.
Yeah, a while.
Tasia, she literally just started.
Yeah.
They stretched these episodes out.
Yes, but it doesn't feel as stretched as it is. Like, last week definitely felt like a whole producer just shenanigan.
Mm-hmm.
This week, though, and I feel like in the weeks coming, we have so many favorite guys. It's almost going to become impossible to pick. You can already tell that we're going to have a lot of favorites.
Yeah.
Just because of how she makes people so open and comfortable around her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also just very, very focused on getting that real love. And that is very exciting.
Very much.
And also just excited to see all the positive reaction that we see on social about the whole BLM conversation that they had tonight. I thought that was really encouraging. There were a couple of Batch Nation favorites that didn't have any commentary on it at all and just kept commenting on the very large bowl of ice cream that Ivan and Tasia were eating. And completely avoided the conversation altogether. Yeah. But for a lot of what we saw, it was a really good positive reaction. So just happy to see that.
Yep.
And those are my initial thoughts. What about you?
Nice. Yeah, I agree. Great episode. Ivan and Tasia, their conversation. Never on this show do we see real conversations about, like, current events.
No.
Or just what's happening outside of this, like, bachelor bubble that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's always so surface level, or it's so focused on, like, the two people and their relationships or, like, their past. Like, mm-hmm. we never see them talk about real things. We assume that off camera or, like, on the editing floor.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. There's clips of them having conversations about politics or this and the third.
Mm-hmm.
But never have we seen it on camera.
Yeah.
And by the reaction on Twitter mm-hmm. of people like, this is amazing, I love this, blah, blah, blah. We've been so starved for realness.
Yeah.
And we finally got it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, why did it take this long?
Mm-hmm.
Why did it take this long for us to get just a conversation about anything real?
Anything. Yeah, anything current. God. Because we've had conversations about, like you said, people's siloed stories. Mm-hmm. But even Kaylin did not bring up Me Too.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just like orchestrated around it.
Around, yeah.
But to have conversations about what is happening in the present day was such a huge phenomenon for this.
Yes. I mean, a lot of tweets are getting like bajillion likes. People are like, this is a big moment. Yeah. It's like, why is this a phenomenon? What the fuck took so long? They're literally just talking about regular ass events in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, what the heck?
Mm.
But that... Yeah, I was very happy to see it, but just was, like, mm-hmm. so perplexed by just, like, how the pouring of, like, yes, this is what I finally got this, like, mm-hmm. so happy to see this on The Bachelor from everybody, all types of,
people. Every type of person, yeah.
Every type of person, every black, white, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was like, why did it take this long, yeah, man? God. So that was one thought. Second thought, loved the Truth or Dare date.
Appreciated did?
I did.
Yeah. It reminded me of the challenge. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like the challenge. Uh-huh. I got drinks of mystery, uh-huh. whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's a very MTV challenge. Low budget, but creative and fun.
Yes, true. True.
Right?
Yes.
You don't need a lot.
Yeah.
Just got to get a little creative. Mm-hmm. And it made it fun and lighthearted. And I loved the second part of the nighttime. They just had truth. So just like real conversations again.
Yeah.
About real shit. So that's what I want to see. I'm tired of when they said it was going to be a competition. I was like, here we go.
Yeah,
they just did the fucking talent show 10 minutes before with them singing love songs to Tasia or whatever.
Yeah.
But this one I liked.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I like that one. And then I'm ready for Noah to get his ass whooped.
He got to go. Yeah. Get his ass whooped on camera would be lovely.
I am another rose ceremony canceled. These guys cannot deal with any more camp. They dealt with so much shit from Claire.
Ugh.
Rose ceremonies, cocktail parties canceled. They're just sitting there twirling their thumbs, looking at each other, not being Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And then for this dumbass Noah to orchestrate some foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tasia cancels another rose ceremony. Like, I'm tired of these canceled rose ceremonies over stupid drama that one person or whatever is creating. And Riley and Easy, they look done. They look like they were ready to
ready like down. Okay, well, if you want to step up, I'm here.
Cuz I know they are tired.
Yeah.
They've been here far too long to still not be getting time with people and going into roast ceremonies without having any cocktail time or having been on a group date or it's just ridiculous. Noah, he better watch it cuz like these guys are tired and I'm tired of it. But yeah, those were my thoughts.
Nice.
Before we get into the recap, as always, shout out to the Patreon crew.
Shout out. We love you.
Love you guys. Please rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter. We live tweet every Tuesday. Our handle is the number 2BLK girls, the number 1Rose.
And you can email us at the number 2BlackGirls, the number 1Rose at gmail.com.
Yep. Join the Facebook group. It's live and popping.
It is. It is. You guys are really joining and talking.
Chatting it up.
Active.
It's fun. It's a nice little private group just for our little community. Mm-hmm. So if you're not in it, definitely go and join.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at facebook.com/groups/the2BlackGirls1Rose. Search for us on Instagram. Tag us in your story. Share us with the world. I love when like Tuesday nights people are watching and they like screenshot the screen of like some crazy shit happening during the episode and like tag us in it like
Yes.
Justine, I can't believe this moment. I'm like,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Anytime a poem is read.
Yep. Tag Justine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, find us on Instagram, tags in your story, shares with the world, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Justine. Mm. I know we got a whole lot.
A whole lot of church
announcements. I know a lot about shoulder dislocation now. Yes. So take it away, church announcements. Yeah,
church announcements.
Take it to church.
Okay, so church announcements. So shout out to, firstly, Brianna, who's in a graduate program in one of the Carolinas, and she's having a hard time because those people are a hard time. So we hope you are getting through it okay in these very polarizing and triggering times, because it's a lot to be not only in a space where you don't feel comfortable, where you also have to perform academically. So shout out to you, Brianna.
Yep. Shout out to all the students.
Yeah. Anybody learning, and then you have to be graded after. Oh, and homework. Oh my God, no. I would protest outside. Anyway. Abin Ithia? Oof, that was bad pronunciation. Abin Ithia? I'm going to hope that's it. I hope it is.
All right.
But you're a boss. She's working on the statistical models for orthopedic joint boundaries. So she knows her shit. Okay?
Okay.
And informed us that dislocating shoulders are indeed a thing that can dislocate at random times. And
that is wild.
Uh-huh. Yep. And no matter how many chest presses you do, they can still dislocate if they are just poked the wrong way.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ed.
Yeah.
About to throw your ass under the bus real quick.
We sure were.
I learned a lot about shoulders in these emails and DMs.
Yes, and then shout out to Carrie, Adele, Christine, Catherine, and Cassidy, who wrote all from your extensive readings or personal experience with dislocating shoulders, as they are indeed a thing. So I can't believe the margin
of people.
Heard it
here first, ladies, hot takes.
Yes. Yeah.
Health report by Justine.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's what it would be like.
Honestly.
Yeah. So shout out to you guys. This is great. Thank you so much for all of your emails. You guys are awesome. We got so many different, also like variations of dislocating shoulders too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of different diagnoses.
Many.
As well. Many different terminologies and, it's called this, it's called that. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's a lot of things out there that dislocating shoulders is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we do have a few birthdays this week. Shout out to Katie O, Caroline, and Monica. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
it's
guys.
It's Sag season.
Sag season. Justine and I are both Sages.
We are.
And this episode comes out Thursday. Justine's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was.
Do my little happy dance on Zoom right now, guys.
Dance.
My birthday dance. Good.
Oh,
yay. Happy birthday, Justine. Happy birthday to
Katie, Caroline, and Monica.
Katie, Caroline, and Monica. Shout out to you guys. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
And then last but certainly not least, shout out to the cookout crew. Michaela, Erin, Sarah, Ava, Tracy, Becky, Kalia, Sam, Rachel, Monica, Lexi, Jenna, Marsha, Louisa, Stephanie, and Zakia. Cookout is getting, we're going to need a little haul.
We might need a haul. Might need to rent a venue space. Might need to get a DJ. Give my uncle a break.
Yeah.
Might need to make this an official thing.
Yeah.
Because
so
it's growing.
Yes.
Love you guys. Very exciting.
And I heard you got some Bachelor Nation. Oh, yeah, we definitely have news. Yeah. What am I saying? Yes.
Definitely got some Bachelor Nation news, guys. Biggest news, Matt James preview is out.
I thought you were going to say something else. Yeah.
Is there other Matt James news on this?
No, not Matt James. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen the preview?
I have seen the preview. And my mother called me and was like, that Bachelor is just so cute. And I was like,
she called you?
Like...
Matt James is very good looking.
Matt James is very good looking. I just don't think so. I am really? Having a hard time seeing what I should be. Because I know I should think he's like so hot and I don't. And I'm having a hard time reconciling.
I thought he was like objectively, universally, collectively just a hot man.
I know.
Like, I didn't think there was a debate there. It's just like he just like very conventionally is very good looking.
Yeah, I think so too. But I don't know. It's something about him. I don't know. He just gives me.
I know. We don't trust him just yet. So
he gives me.
I think so.
You know.
Yes, there.
Yeah.
Yes, we have not forgotten that he was found to be a registered Republican.
Yeah.
So yeah, the verdict is still out on that.
What do you think of the profile? What is it? The preview.
The preview. Yeah. So I liked it. I like how they always, completely objectify.
Yeah. Especially the men.
Yeah. We saw his ads before we saw his face.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I wasn't that mad at it because he's got a great body.
He does. Yeah.
So we have like him in the shower. Mm-hmm. Then I love him like pulling up to this big ass resort and it was like a James Bond kind of
yes.
moment.
Yes. Yeah. The, mm-hmm.
Like Porsche, whatever, old sports car, which was cool. He was looking very sharp in his tux, mm-hmm. his tuxedo mm-hmm. for the ladies. And yeah, I think when I was like seeing the girls and like hearing the voice and like I was like, oh, okay, Bachelor's coming back. There's just like there's a cattiness, there's a pettiness. I mean, I love my ladies, but it's just particularly after this season with these guys who are like 36
great. I know.
Old and just very mellow and have no idea who Tayshia is. Have no clue who Becca or Sydney was on the date.
Yes. Yeah.
It was just like it's a more nice calming vibe than what we're about to get with, you know, all of these, I'm assuming like between the ages of 24 and 27 year old.
Yeah.
22 probably if they're going back to dipping that low again.
Yeah.
22 to 27 year old women. But yeah, I think the girls' claws are going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
He is very much a eligible bachelor.
Yep.
Super handsome and, you know. If I'm assuming most of these girls are going to come in knowing everything about him, know everything about Tyler.
Right. I was going to say that.
Have studied the show and studied everything. So the claws are going to be out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, the preview we see, they're going to be able to do more on these dates. He was skydiving.
Yeah, ATVing.
Car racing. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they have more. Were they filming Pennsylvania somewhere?
Pennsylvania, yeah.
More outdoorsy activities and things to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's making out with everybody.
Yeah.
For a preview. I think it's going to be good. I was, though, when I was watching,
mm-hmm.
very excited watching. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Matt James, we're here. Okay, mm-hmm. cool. It's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I was watching it, I was like, what was the big damn deal with casting a black bachelor? Like, watching him in the preview, he looks like a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
He's tall. Mm-hmm. He's hot. He's a great body. Mm-hmm. He's a model. Mm-hmm. He looks like pretty much every other bachelor that there's been.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, the only difference is he's black. Mm-hmm. And the show actively for 20 years, just like...
I see what you mean.
Intentionally chose
to not
have a black person. And it just, what is the big damn deal?
Yeah.
What was the big deal?
I don't know. They made it a bigger deal by waiting long. Because it got embarrassing. Germany had one before us. Girl, that was terrible. Australia?
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
What was the big fucking deal?
Mm.
Oh my God. It was like they made it into a big deal.
A thing, yeah.
They made it into a thing of 20 years not getting cast and people every season writing think pieces and articles and doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it really took them being pushed into a corner and being called flat out racist.
Yeah. Yes.
To then be like, okay, let's cast somebody black. But I was just watching the preview. Like, this looks like every other preview of every other Bachelor season that we've ever seen. The only difference is the lead is black. Mm-hmm. What was the big fucking deal?
Yeah. It was a way bigger deal to have a virgin.
Right?
And look how that turned out. Okay?
A mess. Restraining orders.
Restraining orders. That nigga gonna be single forever. Okay?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
Lord. So very excited to see a preview and just getting geared up for January.
Yes, I saw he makes out with Boldy with the hoops.
Yes.
Very excited Boldy. About that.
Yes. Give her airtime, please.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only should bring the racial diversity, she should bring the hair diversity.
Yes, hair just diversity too. Yeah.
Yes. So yes, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty much my news.
What? Caitlin Bristow won Dancing with the Stars. What do you mean?
Sorry, that was there too. My bad. Caitlin Bristow won Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Second Bachelor.
Bachelorette.
Right in a row.
Yeah.
Because Hannah B won last season, which I totally forgot.
So did I.
Yeah. Did we know this?
Like, I forgot. Like, did we report on this? That just flew out of my mind.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But that's big for the franchise, I guess, because they line people over, and then they're also winning that show as well. And then
right. And remember when one of the bachelorettes or one of the contestants said that the guy wouldn't let bachelorettes go on there because they were getting paid too much?
Yeah, Caitlin Bristow, she's been saying for years mm-hmm. that she's been like blackballed by Mike Fleiss, the creator of The Bachelor, from going on the show.
Yep.
And he's like epically known for being like a terrible person. I think he had like allegations of like domestic abuse and shit from his wife. And just a horrible fucking human being. So so shout out to Caitlin for winning.
Yeah, so, shout out to you, girl.
Which she is a professional dancer by trade. So
is she now?
Pretty embarrassing if she did not win yet. Yes. She pre-bachelor and becoming an influencer or whatever, she was a professional dancer, I think. I know she was. So so fitting that she won.
That's great.
Yep, good for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, now that's it.
Yeah, that's it now. That's all.
Let's dive into the recap.
Yep, let's go.
All right. So it's the day after the group date from last week where Noah slided on in, got the group date rose, shaved his mustache, everybody's pissed, yada, yada, yada. So the next day, him and Chasen are just like kicking it. They're
friends
like
now.
The house douchebags, basically.
Yeah, basically.
They're like friends now. It's very bizarre. Sitting across from the pool from the other guys, like just talking shit on them. Very strange dynamic. But yeah, the guys on the other side of the pool, they're pouting about the group date. You know, Noah crashed. Buzz is still very sad. He did not get time with Tasia, and Tasia laid his ass out.
Tasia played him so hard in front of everyone.
Played him so bad.
Ooh-wee.
She said, "The date is over, and I'm disappointed you did not come and see me. Good night, everybody."
It was that deep sigh. She looked at him like
a deep African American Mexican.
Yes.
Sigh. Deep Afro Latina sigh.
It was. Yeah.
So he's obviously having massive regrets.
Yep.
But anyways, Chris Harrison shows up, and he is, you know, doing as he does, just rubbing shit in, talking to Noah. So you shaved your mustache and got the rose on a date that you weren't even on, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh.
And all the guys are sitting here like, fucking.
Yeah, like, can we stop talking about this mustache? It's gone.
It's gone. Fucking move on. But yeah, he announces that the other guys who went on the date yesterday, so Blake, Damar, Kenny, Riley, Bennett, Ivan, Zach, they're going to be competing for an opportunity of an amazing one-on-one date with Tasia, and they have to write an original love song
and perform it
for Tasia.
The worst. This, I mean, it's not worse than who's the better man date, but
this is very much up there.
It's up there, though.
I think this is worse.
You think it's worse? I hate this date, too.
I hate this date. It's so corny. Mm-hmm. Nobody can sing.
Nobody ever.
I wish there was always, like, one, like, dark horse in there that actually had a voice and could blow.
Yeah.
But it's never the case. They all sound terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what is the point? She's not judging based on actual talent. She's judging based on, like, who she wants to actually bring on the date.
Right.
So why not just give her a one-on-one date with the person she wants anyway?
Right. Yeah, I don't know why we're doing all of these shenanigans. And also this, it makes me cringe so hard because I don't know what I would do if I was in this position.
Oh, God. Because this is like my worst nightmare,
actually. Me too. This is really bad.
This is bad.
Yeah.
So I do not envy these guys as they go off and write their lame love stories for Tasia. And then they meet up with Tasia in some like suite. It was like still small room that they just piled them into for this date. Very low budget, and it was just bad. Everybody was terrible.
Everybody was bad.
Your man Riley did not sing. Recite a poem.
Of course he did. Yep. That's just what he wants to do.
You're
did
right.
He
win? It was always the black guys.
No. No, he did not win.
He did not win?
Nope.
Oh, God. But what is that, though? It is always the black guys who do the poetry.
I know. I have to, like, research exactly, like, what is the root of spoken word and poetry. I want to say it's just, like, the Langston Hughes effect. And, you know what I mean?
Well, Harlem Renaissance.
Yes, a Harlem Renaissance just thing that no one has ever replicated. Nobody gets up. I haven't seen a poet in a suit in my life, okay? But I don't know. I got to look a little bit more into that. But yep. It drives me crazy.
Yep. That is not your favorite. Bennett rapped, your other favorite thing.
Terrible. Oh, my God. When he said, I used to spit some flow for my high school friends at retreats, I was like, oh, nah. You what? Said nigga, for sure. Like, you definitely said nigga when you were 15. Like,
Lord. Bennett. Yeah, he said, you don't need no Harvard degree to be in Paris eating brie with me. He's Bennett, leaning hard into that Harvard
bougie degree thing.
Bougie, like, I don't know.
Yeah, persona. Yeah, elitist.
Character that they've like assigned to him, and I guess he's just like rolling with
loving
it because that is him, so
yeah.
Very strange. Ivan was very precious,
very cute,
so cute.
Yes,
he was nervous. Mm-hmm. He did his little song. He brought her up on stage.
Mm-hmm. Love cool that
moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damar sang a song called Mocha Latte,
which sounded like a white man wrote it.
Like a white man wrote it.
Right? Doesn't it sound like a white man wrote it?
Well, mocha latte.
Right? Yeah. Doesn't that sound like I feel like only white people be doing that, like comparison to food thing, but maybe.
You're my caramel.
Oh my God. Princess, you're my God, caramel macchiato. Like, if you don't get the fuck out of here, yo.
Lord. And then she chose for her winner, and I can't. Tasia, she's just like so sweet all the time. She's like, honestly, I was so blown away today. I'm like, stop lying, bitch. All of this was terrible. Oh, I was so blown away. You guys impressed me so much. Mm-hmm. No. But yeah, she awards the one-on-one to Ivan.
Yay!
So sweet. And poor Damar, I feel like he's getting no play, no.
Yeah. I feel like nothing's just like fit for him yet.
Right?
Yeah. Like
he's still here though.
He's still here. She likes something about him.
Likes something. But yeah, he's not getting one-on-one dates. He's not really getting recognized on group dates. He's not.
From what we see.
He's not giving him a wink, like nothing.
Not a wink.
He's just sliding on through.
Yeah.
Oh no. Ivan, he's getting ready for his dates, mm-hmm. and Brendan and Noah are, you know, chatting about him. They're wondering if, because Ivan, he's quieter.
Reserved.
Some of the other guys have bigger personalities, and so they're just wondering, like, what kind of guy does Tasia go for? Does she go for, like, loud, bold, or does she want, like, a quieter kind of dude?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
we'll see. Mm-hmm. Their date is pretty low key. Ivan just heads over to Tasia's.
Love this
place.
Date. Very quarantined.
Love this.
This date.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love these nice. Dates where they literally just do nothing.
Yeah. It's great.
It's great. And she admits before he comes that he is shy at times and he's not the typical guy that she goes for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that she recently dated John Paul Jones.
Right. Who got into a Jane Jiper. A Jiper.
Yeah. Jiper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we all can see it. You can go on YouTube, but it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan would never.
Ivan would never. So it's the complete opposite of John Paul Jones in all shapes and forms. So, but yeah, he heads over to her suite, and she said they're just going to like order room service and play games. But she's like, the phone to order the food is in my room, and the floor is lava. So we have to just like make our way over there.
Have you played this game?
I have. I don't remember where or when or why, but I feel like I have done this before as a child, I think.
Oh, as a child. Oh, okay.
Like watching them do it, I was like, yeah. Oh, I feel like I used to do this. Yes, just like hop same. And skip on pillows and shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it's a show on Netflix, I think. The Floor is Lava.
As a show? Name of a show?
It's like a game show. Yeah. The Floor is Lava.
A game show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was cute. Yeah.
Very
you know.
Cute.
Pillows and hopping whatever, and then he forgot the menu, had to go back.
Yeah,
and whole thing, and they're like pillow fighting and there's feathers everywhere, which that shit always stresses me out
very much. So I'm like, Tasia, girl, first of all, he could have been allergic.
This is true.
Like,
could have been allergic down.
And also, who the fuck is cleaning that all off the bed?
This up.
Do you get this same way about rose petals and shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, who's cleaning this up?
I just caught up on Real Housewives of
Salt Lake City. Oh my god!
I only watched the first episode. Has there been a second one?
Girl, there've been three more. What? But you can catch up all tomorrow. Then. You can catch. Oh no, okay. Two more. You can catch up tomorrow because it comes
catch
out
up
tomorrow
this weekend. But the first episode, when that whole house was filled with rose petals, I just anxiety. I was like, I can't.
So much
I can't
anxiety. That's how you know her husband can't stand her. You'll get to know him tomorrow or
he gets worse.
He gets worse, but I love her. Meredith, I love her.
You love her?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I love
Mary.
I like
her and the son.
Yeah,
like
the son. Yeah.
The son is so cute.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah, I need to catch up. Mm-hmm. But yes, rose petals.
Yeah. Feathers.
Pillow flights with feathers. All that stuff.
Especially
that's
feathers
cute,
like just float. Oh my god.
They float, they're everywhere. They get in your hair.
Oh no.
Not easy to get out. Kind of like glitter almost.
Yes, like glitter. Yeah. Or kale.
Finding like feathers days later.
Days later. You ever chop kale in your kitchen? Girl, it's all over the place.
What?
Kale?
Really?
Oh my god, it gets everywhere. Like baby kale, it gets everywhere. Oh my god, it's terrible.
God. Yeah. All those things, I'm good.
Yeah.
But yeah, they play Twister, they play some little ball toss thing outside. It was cute. They had fun.
I put race to the bush in my notes.
Race to the bush?
That's what it looked like. It looked like they were throwing balls like at this little tuft of grass, and it was like,
yeah,
who can get to the tuft of grass?
Was. Yeah.
Ooh, so boring. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they sit, they ordered a shit ton of food.
Yeah, yep.
And yeah, they're just chatting and talk. They had a nice conversation about being mixed.
Yeah.
She is African American and Mexican. Ivan is Filipino and Black. And Tasia said growing up in Orange County, she knew a lot of Filipino people, but she'd never met anyone who was Filipino and Black.
Right.
And she just, you know, she loves that they're both mixed and that they, you know, growing up in Orange County, there weren't a lot of people that looked like her, a lot of people who were mixed, like two different identities and someone she could relate to. So it was nice to chat with Ivan. And it sounds like he's from California as well.
That's what it sounds like. He sounds also very, very connected to his Filipino identity as well. So maybe he just knows a lot about Filipino people and knows a lot of them are in California.
Yeah.
Or maybe he went to school in California or something, but he's an engineer, right? So, okay. So, yeah. I don't know.
But, yeah, nice little moment. Quickly back at Motel 6, date card arrives for Zach, Kenny, DeMar, Bennett, Riley, and Blake. Says, how far are you willing to go for love? Now, Noah, who stole his ass on a group date the night before, is like, you know, I wish I could have gone on that date. Although I do have a rose, I would like more time with her.
No, you wouldn't.
And it's like,
no more camera time, fool. Get out of here.
Exactly.
Oh my
you
God.
You want to get that camera time for them followers.
Yes.
Stop. Stop it. And Bennett is tired of his ass. He, every time yeah. Noah opens up his mouth, Bennett is not letting him have the last word. Mm-hmm. He's going to say something on it.
Yep.
Because he's tired of the shit. Back on the date, mm-hmm. they are now chatting about their families more. Ivan's dad is 73 years old.
Mm-hmm.
An older man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quite old.
Yeah, that's up there.
Ivan's only like 26.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, he said his dad is like very old and just grew up with having someone who just has a lot of wisdom mm-hmm. and kind of can look up to him in that way. And then they talked about their moms, how their moms just like sounded very similar.
Very nice and caring and sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tasia talked a lot about her faith and how she relies on her faith a lot. Mm-hmm. Faith is something that connects her and her mom. Mm-hmm. And then Tasia's dad is not even 50.
That's wild because she's 29. He's
young. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a little young thing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, she said being the oldest of her siblings, I think Ivan's also the oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah. They talked a lot about growing up with like the pressure of being like the perfect example mm-hmm. for the younger siblings yeah. and all that jazz. And Ivan opened up a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
He talked about, and I really appreciated this because he's quiet and reserved, mm-hmm. but he's got a lot of depth to him, and it doesn't take much to draw it out of him. He just has to feel comfortable and like being a
right.
non bachelor fantasy land competition games world.
Or like fucking dinner with huge lights, like pounding on him and fireworks and Tennille right. Art singing and whatever the hell else, like
yeah.
just a plain environment where they mm-hmm. can both feel as comfortable as they want to feel together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This was the perfect day for him
mm-hmm.
for sure. But yeah, he shares about his younger brother,
mm-hmm.
how, you know, him being the older brother, he like never did drugs or drank or anything. So he had like the constant pressure of like wanting to be a good example for his younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
His younger brother, unfortunately, took a different path
yeah.
and took a dark turn into drugs and ended up in jail,
mm-hmm.
Spent 4 years in prison,
mm-hmm.
had a baby with his girlfriend right before going to
prison. Yeah.
So the first 2 years, he couldn't even, like, touch his own daughter.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, literally talking through, like, a glass window, mm-hmm. which is sick and a whole other thing yeah. about our criminal justice system.
So disgusting.
And how they literally do not treat people who are incarcerated as humans and deny them regular-ass human things like being able to touch family
touch
members.
Touch your it's, child, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he obviously got very emotional talking about this.
Yeah, yeah. And just about his niece and how
mm-hmm.
he still feels that older brother responsibility of, like, whatever my brother needs, I'm here for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. His brother's out. But mm-hmm. even still, and it's been years and, you know, whatever. But even still, mm-hmm. he's like, whatever my brother needs, I got him always, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because that's rough watching that.
Yeah.
Your little brother at that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And knowing that you tried your best to be the best example, but still, like, he's his own human.
Yeah.
He's going to make his own choices mm-hmm. and make, you know, have his own life.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Rough. You're an older sibling. Do you feel, because I'm the youngest.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm out here living
yeah
free,
y'all are reckless. Y'all reckless.
No pressure for nothing.
Nope.
Just out here living.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But did you feel, because you and your brother are how many years apart?
Six.
Three? 6 years apart.
Six.
Damn.
I know.
Why say three? Oh no, he's way younger.
Yeah, that nigga 24.
Shit. Oh my god.
I know.
The youth.
I know.
Oh my god, so young. I remember when he first. I think. I remember when he turned 21. We were like, "Let's go out with him."
Yes.
I still have not hung out with your brother.
I know.
Justine.
I know.
My
it's
god.
Fucked up.
I know. But did you feel that like pressure being the older?
I always feel that pressure, and I think I feel it more now than before. Yeah.
Now, as you're like a
as I have gotten like older and adults. Older, I felt it more and more and more and more. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And I think it's because of a lot of different factors. A lot of it has to do with me taking responsibility over a lot of things that I took responsibility over when I was younger and just continued it. I took a very large responsibility over my mental health in 2019. Mm-hmm. That enabled me to help and along a lot of my parents and my brother through the end mm-hmm. of that year. Mm-hmm. Financially, I know a little bit more about certain things than my brother doesn't know. And so I have mm-hmm. to kind of guide him along with that because my parents are like fried up and done. Mm-hmm. And there's frankly just more pressure because my mother will call me and try to talk to me for an hour and a half on the phone every other day as if I have that mm-hmm. kind of time. And I'm like, do you do this to your son? She's like, no, but you're the daughter. Like, it's just a totally different standard.
So it's being the oldest and being the, girl.
The daughter.
You're getting mm-hmm. both ways. Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of yeah. pressure. Always.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, Ivan, he is, you know, talking about his relationship with his brother and hearing stories from his brother's life in prison.
Yeah.
And then he brought up George Floyd. Mm-hmm. And when he said George Floyd's name, I sat up real tall.
So,
I said, all right.
Wait. Okay.
Here we go.
So I got perm rods in my head. I'm sure you all will see in the IGTV video. So I had my dryer on and the captions on. Do you know how quickly I turned that shit off?
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh no, I need mm-hmm. to hear this.
I need to hear this. And not even about Ivan and like, what is Ivan going to say? But yeah. like, what are they about to show?
Edit out. Yep.
What are they going to edit uh-huh. in, edit out?
Yep.
How are they going to do this?
Yes.
Because the fact that he said George Floyd's name, yes. I was like, oh, they're going there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sat mm-hmm. up real tall.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he said between stories of his brother in prison and seeing recently what happened with George Floyd mm-hmm. and police brutality and his brother telling stories about getting beat up by correction officers
yeah.
and him saying like his first instinct when his brother would tell him that is to question him, like, well, what
yeah.
did you do?
Yeah.
And just like that mentality, and then just like mm-hmm. no matter what George Floyd did, what my brother did, these people, the COs, the correction officers, people we hire to protect us,
yeah.
they have a job to do and they should be protecting us.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a fantastic point.
It was.
That Ivan made
yeah.
and that they chose to show that exactly that. No matter what these people,
mm-hmm.
correction officers, police, people in law enforcement that we hire, their job is to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
Question of not what my brother did, what
yeah,
George Floyd did.
Right.
Like, I'm glad that was, like, showed and that was said.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ivan, he went on further. He said, this year with COVID
mm-hmm.
and with George Floyd
mm-hmm.
has changed me as a man.
Mm.
And it was just, like, so powerful for us to, like, finally see them, like, breaking the fourth wall
yeah.
and, like, literally saying COVID,
yeah.
literally saying George Floyd, things that we viewers know.
Right.
like current events
mm-hmm.
that they themselves, Ivan and Tayshia, are real humans. They're not living in this bubble on another planet. They're living on planet Earth in America with this shit happening. So
also everyone was living it at the same time.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very
nice.
Important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially,
mm-hmm.
especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
We all know that is why George Floyd was such a catapult for so many white people, is that white people had nothing else to do but look at the news and look at this man.
And everybody watched that video of him get murdered.
And everybody white, because I don't know anybody black who watched that video, but everybody.
I still, to this day, have not watched that. Refuse.
Had to be home and watch that video.
Exactly. So Tasia, he's like, so how do you feel? She's like, you know. The way the world is right now, it's a lot, it's overwhelming, you know, definitely affects me more than I know. And she starts to cry. And you can see her struggle to like find the words. And I related so hard to that because it was just like, it's like the same, it's like white people do not understand the pain that black people go through each and every day, particularly this past summer with George Floyd and then the just widespread protests, getting up every day, going on Twitter, seeing protesters getting like slammed by police. Literally feel like I'm watching fucking Vietnam War and like civil rights in 1960, but happening today, people who look like me, my age, out there on these streets fighting for our rights. And to watch all of that, it is so draining. And then have to go about your day, have to go about being the bachelorette on this fucking franchise that is so fucking problematic. And you know you're here because they're trying to put a Band-Aid on an issue that, you know, they've basically erased black people for years. So now let's put Tasia up front. And you could just see her literally struggling and trying to choose her words wisely, not knowing what she could say. Even Ivan can tell that she was being hesitant. And I just felt for her. And she just really, she could just cry. You can tell she could just couldn't find the words.
Couldn't even talk.
Couldn't even talk.
Can I get on my soapbox for a minute?
Please do. Please do.
This was filmed in July, August of 2020. Remind me now, what month was Brianna murdered in her house? Because everything's a blur. Because Ahmaud Arbery was only 4 months ago. George Floyd was in May.
Brianna was in March.
Brianna was in March? Okay, so we had Brianna, Ahmaud, and George. People say George Floyd to encompass literally all of Black Lives Matter that's been happening since 2013. But, okay, so we have that. We have three compounded, very public deaths by police brutality of black people in this country, right? Tasia crying so hard that she can't even talk really speaks to the trauma that black people feel on a daily basis as a result of white supremacy. Also, the pain that Ivan was speaking about, that he did everything right. He didn't drink. He didn't do drugs. He went to engineering school. He was the best role model. And his brother still ended up in jail. And his brother's daughter still could not see him. And he was still getting beat up by POs, even though Ivan did everything, quote unquote, right. Tasia was feeling that exact same way when she was sobbing so badly that she could not even form the words. She tried to blend in with those fucking Orange County Laguna Beach bitches who probably said nigga in songs. They probably didn't give a shit about anybody black. They just didn't care about any sort of issues. Probably said, why do we have Black History Month? All that. Mm-hmm. All of that. Mm-hmm. Ivan is stuck in this house with Bennett and Kenny and God knows however other Republicans, statistically over 50%, okay, of those white people in there are going to be Republican. Of these men who are probably saying all kinds of like weird racist rhetoric, weirdness. Noah's from fucking Oklahoma. I can only imagine what he's saying. Like, they're just stuck in these environments and trapped. And they are on this date together and they have unfurled so much about their identities. And yet they still, that trauma makes it unable for them to express themselves. That is how pertinent the white supremacy has been. And when Tasia was talking about how when people were saying Black Lives Matter, it made her cry, it's because it's all those people who she tried to convince that her life mattered. Her whole life. And she did not believe that it did. And now they're, you know, out protesting. Allegedly they feel that way. But it just really spoke to and really made me upset about the white supremacy that was just rooted in them that they just now are feeling like, oh my God, this is a sickness in me that I have to get rid of. And these tears from Tasia and these tears from anybody white who was watching this show right now, save them. Please save them. Please. Okay? I have been crying about this for years. My mama passed these tears down to me. And her grandmother passed those tears down to her and her mother and everybody else. We have been crying about this forever. So all this, if you coming over here to be like, oh my God, you guys, I can't believe it. Can you believe it? See, please save it. Please save it. Okay, now I'm off. Sorry. Had to do it. Oh, it's only eight more minutes and 30 years old. I'm sorry. I had to do it one more time.
No, had to do it. It was watching her struggle. I was like, I feel you, girl. I feel you. And I see you sitting there next to Ivan. You feel safe with him.
Yeah.
But you who's know. On the side of the camera? Yes,
you know.
Whiteness.
Yeah.
Producer. Yeah. Boom guy. Yeah. Just probably filled with white people. And they are filming. You have this moment. And you know it's a moment that they're so excited to capture. And like throw it out. You know, we got Tasia, our Black Bachelorette. Now we got a whole moment of her talking about Black Lives Matter on camera. Like, and it's like just like an icky, like she feels safe with Ivan. But then she's not fully safe to fully express herself. And also she's just tired.
And she's just like, exhausted. Like we all were. By July. Oof.
Please.
And she probably missed when did our
episode, Dear White Liberals,
oh,
come out.
God.
Exhaustion in that episode. I cannot listen to that episode.
No, ever.
Pure anger and exhaustion.
Yes.
And that's the same time about that they were filming. Ivan and Tasia. I feel you, girl. But yeah, I thought overall, fantastic dates. Great, this great regular ass real conversation between Tasia and Ivan that in another world Tasia would not even be Bachelorette. In another world, this conversation would not even be shown.
No.
So I'm very happy to see that it made the cut, and this is like a baby step, pinky toe of a step in the right direction of these.
I'm really glad they showed this also because they had so much footage. There seemed to be a lot that those two did in that night.
That was a long
date. It was a very long date. They could have not shown this. And I just feel like Ivan even just asking her, how do you feel with the current events going on? That's a very broad question. So the fact that she just started sobbing immediately tells you exactly where she was mentally. Exactly. You know, sometimes people be doing that, like, no, really, how are you? And you're like, oh my God.
Exactly. Because where do you start? Where do I begin?
Yes. Yeah, so you walk into church and they start singing and you just start crying. Doesn't matter what song it is.
Exactly. Oh God. But yeah, great. I mean, I know we thoroughly enjoyed it. Becky and Karen at home. Bachelor Nation, Becky's and Karen's. Y'all had to watch this and y'all learned today.
Yes, you did.
We have invaded. We have infiltrated. Yes, you are watching a Black bachelorette and a Black man talking about
blackness
and white supremacy. Yes. And that conversation police went brutality. On for quite some time, too. I think we had a commercial break and then they came back kept it going.
Yes, holy shit.
It was a great full-length conversation.
Yes. Yes, it was good.
And y'all had to sit there and watch it. So, coo coo coo. Okay, now this date. Sorry, I'm still going. Forgot this date was my what Tasia deserves moment.
Oh, good. Okay, nice.
That is love. It was a low key date. She got to talk and spend time with somebody that she relates to on multiple levels. Mm-hmm. Them being mixed race, them being older siblings, getting to talk about just blackness and being a black person in America today, and just getting the freedom to chat about real ass shit. I think she absolutely deserved this moment, this date, and I loved it. Tasia obviously gave Ivan the date rules.
Obviously, yes.
They literally cried together on this date, so
yeah.
I think they're pretty bonded, and that rose was a necessity. Now the next day we have a group date. Tasia, first of all, looks great. Love this outfit.
Loved
this outfit.
I know. I feel like they tried to put Claire in something very similar and she looked very Indiana Jones, you know?
I know exactly what outfit you're talking about. Right? Same kind of shorts, but it did look a little.
But it was like,
yeah, a little outdoorsy.
Yes, yeah.
Patagonia.
A little, what's that girl's name? Eliza Thornberry. Is that her name?
Damn, not Eliza Thornberry. I thought you were going to say like Lara Croft,
or something. Oh, no, girl. Eliza Thornberry.
You said Eliza from The Wild Thornberry, Nickelodeon 1999.
Yeah, and Claire has a beautiful body and can look good in a lot of clothes. Yeah. They did not do her right with them casual separates that they put her in. They did not look good. but who's this girl, Tasia? She looks good. She looks good with the off the shoulder, too. She has clavicle. Yes. She has cleavage. She has it all.
Cute little shoulders. Yeah. Little top knot. Her hair looks very good, like swept up.
Yeah, looks good.
But yeah, she's like, so my best friends are here to help.
Oh my God.
You know, these are not her best friends. I'm sure she's very good friends with Sydney. Yes. And then Becca, formerly Becca Kushner.
Yes.
Here to help with the
I was wondering too if she was shopping around because I could see her with that little Blake.
Which Blake?
Canadian Blake.
Who?
Canadian one.
Oh, yeah, the one that's on the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Interesting. I don't know if she's shopping, because I think around this time is when she was literally going through, like, her separation from Garrett or whatever.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering, because he got a whole new bitch about 3 weeks later, so.
Trifling as he is. A fucking Tommy Lahren-looking bitch, too.
Yeah, she's not cute.
She sure ain't.
Oof.
Anyways. So yeah, Becca and Sydney announced that they're going to be playing Truth or Dare. Mm-hmm. There are dares located all over the resort. They split the guys into teams of two, and they have to just like run around and do these crazy dares. So
yeah,
Riley and Zach C. They stop at a table with these like mystery smoothies that they have to chug. Of course, these smoothies are like strawberries, bananas, and cow intestines.
Terrible.
And like bowl balls or shit.
Also, I feel like we haven't seen the guys or anyone pair up like this.
Yeah, like a pairs challenge.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't seen this ever. This was cool.
Mm-hmm. It was cool.
But yeah, this definitely reminded me of like the last few episodes or even the last episode of the challenge when they had to do all shit in one day. Oh my God. Remember they had to like sleep outside on top of a mountain with like no
heat? I haven't watched the challenge in years, but yes, the last like the final challenges got so ridiculous.
They were out of control and they were still for just like 100K. Like they were not for a lot of money.
That you might have to split with somebody. She told me I'm only getting $50,000 and this final challenge alone was a week long and we had to hike Mount Everest, sleep outside. I've been sleep deprived and I got to eat some cow intestines.
Oh my God. And TJ is there waiting for you. Like,
right. And Johnny Bananas rigged this whole thing so I'm going to lose anyways. Like, what? What? I haven't watched the challenge in forever. What are those final challenges like? Because the last 5 years ago when I watched, it was fucking nuts.
I don't know. My friend's watching them. She said the CT is on and he's like the old guy now.
CT? He's like 50.
I know. Remember he was everybody's baby daddy? Remember?
We both were obsessed. CT is back on the channel. Damn, times are rough, man.
I know. It's the economy is bad.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. The thing is, CT, because he's been on a million challenges. Yeah. I think he's only won like one.
No.
But it's bad. Like his track record is horrible.
I didn't know that.
For having been on so many times.
Yeah.
But each time he goes on, he does sometimes scoop up a little bit of money.
Yeah, yeah. Because they have, oh my God, I was going to go back to Drag Race. What are they? I was going to say mini challenges. What are they called?
They have little, like they get to bank money.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah.
So. But yeah, anyways, mm-hmm. This was very challenging.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, God, love it. Now, let's see, Damar and Bennett, mm-hmm. they had to go to Chris Harrison.
Sign their butts. To, like,
autograph their butts mm-hmm. or whatever. Blake and Kenny, they had to pick up a phone and do their best orgasm sound. Mm. The sound was broadcasted across the resort.
Yep.
All the other guys could hear it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kenny was just screeching. He sounded like he was in pain.
He did sound like something was wrong.
Something was terribly wrong. Yeah, in this whatever sex he was having. Sounds horrible.
Whatever sex he was having.
What this was. And then the last dare, they each had to eat a full habanero pepper.
Yeah.
And like propose to Tasia with like this fake bracelet. Ring thing.
That huge diamond ring, yeah.
I don't like fake proposals.
Me either. I think that's very triggering and horrible.
Horrible. I don't want one as a guy, I wouldn't want to get into the motion mm-hmm. of proposing
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it be fake mm-hmm. and not be, you know, real. Mm-hmm. And as a girl, I don't want to be fake proposed to. I don't want to hear the words, "Will you be my wife? Will you marry me?"
No.
In the context of like a fake date. Yeah. I don't want that.
No, me either. And Tasia, mm-hmm. like, this is her second time doing this. Like,
right.
I don't know how many times she would want to hear that, but.
Hear this. Mm. I think that's so strange.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it was fun. Like the orgasm sound thing was fun. It was funny to hear the other guys like comment about it. Easy said that somebody needs to go to church. It was funny.
It was cute. Yeah. That was a nice day. Yeah. Time for the nighttime portion, and now the night portion of the day is the truth mm-hmm. part of the mm-hmm. truth or dare challenge. Now Tasia again with the high pony, loving the high ponies.
Yeah, and then just no clothes on.
What was she wearing?
She had on a bathing suit and a see-through cover-up.
Oh, yeah.
All right now.
it was like a white sheer. Like bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl. Like, look, it's summertime. Mm-hmm. I'll be out here. I'm showing my cheeks. And now, Tasia sits with Bennett for the little one-on-one time. We learned that homeboy almost got married.
Yeah.
Sounds like he made it basically to the altar and then changed
his mind. It sounded like he was on his way to rehearsal dinner and was like, you know what? I really cannot do this.
Yes. It literally sounded like a wedding and everything was planned out. And he was like... Nope. But of course, in true Bennett fashion, we got no details.
No.
He was just saying, like, you know, it's a little tough to talk about. And then went off into some foolishness about how, like, he doesn't remember. He said, I don't remember a time when my parents were ever solid.
Some people get married for the wrong reasons. I knew it wasn't right. But, you know, I have no regrets. Meanwhile, we learned Ivan's entire life yesterday. Mm-hmm. But that's okay, Bennett. Yeah, sure. Just keep wearing these Bennett loafers with no socks. That's fine. Right. Yep.
I'm just going to carry you over for now, I guess.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of a waste because Tasia, she's been married before. This could have been a nice moment for them to, like, connect. But you could tell he said very low, like, it's a little tough to talk about. Almost like he was conscious of the cameras being there and not wanting to go into it. But also, like, this is what The Bachelorette is about.
I know. But she didn't really go into it either.
She didn't really dive in, so. Let's see. Blake and Tasia sit in chat. He's talking about how he has, like, great relationships with his exes.
Yeah. I don't really feel it between these two. I don't know. I feel like he still likes Claire, to be honest.
I think so as well. First of all, I forgot all about Blake. Yeah. So when I saw him again, I was like, oh shit, he's still here.
And then,
there's, like, no chemistry. Mm-hmm. He's not feeling it either. Like, this ain't it. Let's see. Zach C. Now, they hit the hot tub.
Yes.
And, you know, she's like asking why he's, you know, so shy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, don't mistake it for anything other than being nervous. Mm-hmm. And talks about how he loves seeing how Tasia treats other people, how she's very kind-hearted, yada yada. And he talks about how he's just, like, really craving a relationship. He knows he's ready for it. He's looking for his rock. Mm-hmm. And they make out.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, I really like Zaxi. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've watched this conversation before, though.
We watched it just last week.
I need to know more about him.
He needs a one-on-one.
He needs a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And also, like, isn't he a substance abuse
counselor, yeah.
How did you get into that?
Right.
What is it like? Like, what have you learned? What is your family like? Like, I feel like I really like Zach C, but I also don't know shit about him.
Yeah. I just know that he's, like, ready to be a stand-up guy. But, like, I don't know how that happened.
And he's, like, older and ready for love.
Right.
But what else? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm definitely ready for him to get a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, time for the Date Rose. Tasia, of course,
nominations.
Nominations. Up for nominees this time is Bennett, Zach C, and Blake, surprisingly.
Yeah, what? I don't know.
Yeah, that made no sense, but okay. And she gave the rose to Zach.
Love it. I love seeing Zach win. I do.
I do. And I don't know why, because I know nothing about
him. Nothing at all. Yeah, I love him, though. Yeah.
But I love him. Yeah. Now back at Motel 6, poor Buzz Lightyear
still
crying.
He needs a journal.
Still on this.
He's one of those. He needs a journal and a meditation app. I don't know why you still dwelling about this, Buzz.
Cause she laid him out in front of everybody, and he just can't get over it.
I know. That was really traumatic, I guess. Cause that's all he can think about, I'm sure.
Because he's so dumb. He had a plan. He was going to go last.
I know.
He was going to be the lasting impression on her. And then he ran out of fucking time. Yeah. he lost it. Got a full L, my dude.
Yeah.
And he hasn't slept since. So. He's like, he has not gotten time this week. Mm-hmm. He cannot go into this rose ceremony without getting time. He needs to fix this. And so, you know, he obviously got a little chaperone and a little budget.
Yeah. Yes.
And got to go over to Tasia.
Yep.
Her suite. Mm-hmm. Now, the same time that Buzz is heading over to Tasia's suite, Ed, for some reason, thinks that...
Oh, my God.
I knew from the jump that this was going to be a joke.
A gimmick. Absolutely.
A gimmick.
Yeah.
They were going to send him off into the wilderness to never be seen again.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, Ed is also like, I haven't spent time with Tasia. I want to go surprise her. And so we see him walking through the night, allegedly to Tasia's place, knocks on the door, and Chris Harrison opens the door.
Mm.
And basically, I mean, his whole plan is sabotage, and he has to like go in and like awkwardly drink wine with Chris Harrison.
The funniest part about this was that he said, "Can I speak to Tasia?" as if Chris Harrison was her daddy.
Sharing double beds in a room together. What the fuck, Ed? God.
Oh my God.
Fuck yeah. Now, Buzz, he gets his chaperone and a real budget. He heads up to Tasia's, and they sit and chat, and he's just, like, so nervous because, you know, he knows that she's so disappointed in him.
Yeah, and he's, like, made up this whole narrative in his head all week.
A horrible, traumatic drama of a story.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Which, had he not done this, we all know he still would have got a rose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Would have been fine. He got a little scolding, but it wasn't the end of his time. It wasn't. Right. This was not the end of your journey for love, Buzz. But he really thought that this might be it.
Mm-hmm,
like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Tasia does not let down. She talks about being disappointed in him and how he didn't make a move to get time with her, and you know, he kind of unveiled his plan about how he was expecting at the time.
Yes.
And he was hoping to close out the night and then time was up. And she said to him, she's like, "I told you that my guard goes up with you."
Mm-hmm.
And she did say that, like, in the very first date.
Yeah. Because he's, like, tall and handsome and has that one tendril in the front of his forehead. So you can't trust, you know, guys who are that good looking. Yeah.
And... yeah, she's like, "When you didn't come and find me, it was kind of like validating, like all my guards and everything I had up in my head about you." And yeah, he kind of just reveals how he has a guard up too, how he was super terrified coming over there tonight, and how, you know, she definitely got her point across. He'll never do it again. He'll always be the first to grab her moving forward, and yada yada. She forgives him, they kiss and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I like Buzz. He seems nice.
I like Buzz, too. He may be a Trump voter. Probably.
Probably.
But
we, until I know otherwise,
until we
he
know,
seems nice.
Yes, he seems like a very nice man. I think he's...
He does.
The more I look at him, the cuter he gets for me. Like, he's like,
agreed.
Really getting cute to me.
He's very good looking, yes.
Yeah, kind of like Tyler. I remember when we first saw Tyler, we were like, "Oh, that Kennedy photo from 1952.
Kennedy look it.
And by the end of it, we were like, "Oh my God, Tyler C. is like, oh my God, he's the essence of man." Like,
It's true. Yeah, Buzz is definitely, he's grown on us for sure. But yeah, they're making out, and then mid-kiss, a knock on the door, and it's like, fucking hell, this is Ed.
Oh my God, I thought it was Ed, and I was like, oh
I
my
thought
God.
It was Ed, too.
Just shut the door, girl. Just shut the door in his face.
But it was room service, and apparently Buzz arranged it, a little nightcap, champagne, and
very cute. Like, their nightcap they didn't get to have. That was cute.
Yes.
That was cute.
It was cute. It was very cute. It's interesting to see the producers, like, who they allow, who they invest in.
Yes. Yep.
Because you know they have a little budget set aside for these little, like, nightcap foolishness. Who they allow it to. Because Buzz asked. Not Buzz. Ed did ask.
Yes.
And they were like, "Nah, we're going to do a wild goose chase with you and get that scene." Buzz, we're going to cut you a budget and you can go do that.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Now, Ed, he is walking home in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And my invite to the cookout goes to these trifling-ass video guys who knew the entire time that he was walking the wrong
way.
Where
Tayshia's room was, I didn't tell
They it. Knew where Tayshia's room was. Yeah. They knew the whole plan.
Yep.
And they just filmed and captured it all. And now they are watching him walk home with his tail beneath his legs. And I just love it. Now, let's see. The next day... Noah,
mustache,
who was giving me very much, like, I wrote in my notes, 1996 hot eighth grader vibes.
Oh my
doesn't
God.
He not,
yes.
Doesn't he look like the hot eighth grader, like,
in,
when you're in fifth grade?
For Babysitter's Club. Like,
yes.
Yeah, total. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mary-Kate and
love
Ashley,
interest.
Like, their love interest when they were filming movies at, like, 13.
Yes, yes, totally.
This is this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck. So he's in the confessional talking shit, and the guys cannot stand his ass. And they head into this cocktail party. And Noah has a rose. So he has a rose from the group date last episode. He's good. Zach has a rose. Ivan has a rose. Tasia rolls up looking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Loving the, like, straight hair down.
Yes, middle part too. Looked nice.
Middle part.
Yeah.
It was cute. Yep. And Buzz gets right in there.
Yes, he does. He
learned his lesson.
Yep. Even though he first. Just saw her like 6 hours ago.
And none of the guys know either, yeah. Which I also love.
Yeah.
But yeah, they get a nice little moment, and she's saying in her, she's, you know, a huge fan of Buzz, mm-hmm, and saying in her mm-hmm. confessional how she doesn't want to be anywhere else when she's with him.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Tasia finally catches up with Brendan. Forgot that was a thing.
I know that was a big thing. Curly
top.
That's
a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there's been a bunch of dates since their one date. Mm-hmm. So, nice to see them again. Now Tasia and Noah.
Oh God.
So Noah sits with Tasia and he's like, you know, when I, on that group date, when I hopped the fence, you know, I knew I'd get a lot of heat from the guys. But what we have is electric. Anybody who uses the term fucking electric, describe anything besides like an electrical unit.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
I can't. You like the electric slide.
It's electric.
God. Our connection is electric.
Oh my God.
But then he's like, you know, it's been implied in the house that you gave me a rose to shake things up, or you gave me the rose for like the show.
Mm.
Here we go with this man's starting shit.
Yeah. Also, here we go with this man's like Excel sheet of how to be a villain on a reality TV show, because he's playing the long game in here. He's doing really good. I gotta give it to him. I gotta give it to him. He did not go in there and say, Ed said that I only got the rose because of the producers, and I just think that you should know, Tasia, that he's talking about me. Nah. He said they are in there questioning your integrity, Tasia.
Integrity.
And I just want you to know that there are, you know, some people in there who may be just questioning your motives.
Mm.
That is how you be a villain, yo.
That he truly
he knows how right. He knows how to do it.
Noah's doing it right. That was crazy. He flipped the script so that it was the guy's dogging Tasia. Yeah. Which we all know, everybody watching, that is not what happened. But the fact that he was able to spin it in such a way was pretty masterful.
It was good.
Good God. So Tasia, she's pissed, obviously. The fuck? Like, how dare they question any goddamn thing?
Right.
I flew my ass down here in a fucking pandemic for this. Are you crazy?
Saved you all from this lady who was madly in love with this one man and quit on you.
Right. Ugh. So how dare you? So she walks back to the guys pissed, and she storms in. They're all sitting around. She's like, look.
Wait.
I'm sure you can tell I'm not happy.
This is my what Tasia deserves moment. Nice. I think every bachelorette deserves this moment of telling all the guys, if y'all are up to some shenanigans and foolery, I will escort you to the Escalade. And I loved it. I love that she got this take charge moment. I think every bachelorette needs it. It was good.
I do. But yeah, she just like let them hear it about them questioning her integrity and the fact that you guys think I'm giving out roses to start drama. I'm a grown woman. I can make my own decisions based on my own thoughts. And then basically ended the cocktail party and said, see y'all at the rose ceremony. Terrible. Appreciated the moment. Loved that Tasia got that moment. Yeah. The moment was based on false pretenses.
It was a lie. A lie that man said.
It was
said.
A whole entire lie. Yep. But I'm glad she got to, you know, get that anger out real quick. But so she leaves and the guys are like, what the fuck now? Yeah. The
hell? Easy said, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
I wasn't there.
What did I miss? Because
whatever she's talking about.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about. And so they're all looking around like, who said that?
Who said that?
They were all looking from side to side. Like, what?
Oh, my God. It was like
and
the
joke. Noah fessed up
and
was like, I was the last person to chat with her. And they're all like, so what happened?
What did you say?
They all look so confused.
Yes. Yeah.
No one knew what Tasia was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and Noah coming with his humna, humna, humna.
This is where Noah gets my Becky of the week, because you gonna come in here with a full-blown organizational chart of a villain plan and not own up to it? Come on!
Oh, God.
You cannot sit there and lie on, what is that, 17 people?
Everybody. There's mad niggas in this house, and you are lying on all of them. And you don't have no loyalty. Like, you're new. They all have a tight bond, some of these old guys. They've been here for weeks now. Like, they don't give a shit about you. And you're not going to come in and break up this bond and then throw all 17 of them collectively under the bus? I can't. I
And then, like, not admit it.
And then sit there looking around like, who said that? Yeah. As everybody's looking around like, who said that? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, the worst.
God.
So, Easy and Ed, they came for him.
Yeah.
Ed was done. He was so pissed and embarrassed from that fucking moment the other night. So they both came for him, and mostly everybody was pissed that he went behind everyone's back to talk to Tasia before he even confronted any of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're all here all the time, face to face. Like, why didn't this come up with us? Why are we now hearing this from Tasia? Like, what? And then what was so sad was when someone was like, who hasn't gotten time with Tasia tonight?
And
at least,
I mean, 11 of them.
So many people raised their hand. Yes. I was like, this is a travesty. This is so sad.
This was a moment I knew Dr. Joe was going home.
I knew he was going home.
Like, I knew we were going to lose some faves tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Which we did. It was a bloodbath.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, Noah, he's stupid. He's still trying to defend himself. Mm-hmm. He has no defense. Mm-hmm. And what's even worse is not only did he ruin the night and ruin the chance for people to get time with Tasia, he had a rose the entire time.
Yes, he was safe.
He was safe. Yep. Oh my, he also got my Becky of the week.
Oh, perfect.
In this moment.
Perfect, perfect.
Because that is just, that's trash. Mm-hmm. That's trash. You have a rose. Sit your ass down. Let people get their time. Mm. Leave it at that. He just went in there with his express villain binder of notes from decades of reality television watching and had to, implement his plan of action.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A mess. Now, Bennett was done with him. Bennett is old, first of all, compared to
Oh my God, I know he is. Yeah, because I at now 31 as of 22 minutes ago, thank you.
Oh, hell yeah.
I cannot fathom living in a house with a 25-year-old that acts like that.
I cannot. At 36 years old, and I'm 36? A wealth manager at a financial institution?
Oh, my
nah.
God. I have no other reason to be here but to sell whatever wrinkle-free shirts I'm going to sell after this. And you going to sit up here and lie on me? Oh,
no.
God.
Nope. Mm-mm. Not going to do it. No. Not going to do it. So Bennett basically, like, scolded him like his uncle.
Yes. Yeah.
Straight up. He said, you owe all of these gentlemen and Tasia an apology. Mm-hmm. And if you don't realize that, you don't belong here.
Yep. Mm. No lies.
You said it better. Because Noah looks stupid. Everybody collectively in the house was like, the fuck, dude? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You really did this?
Right.
And he couldn't even, he just stood there kind of looking like, and was trying to defend himself. But like, everybody was looking at you like, you really did this.
Yeah, like, you just fucked this all up. For real.
You just fucked all this up. We all fucking hate you now. Like, you realize tomorrow's going to be hell for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Horrible.
Oh, God.
So they head into the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I missed this, but I don't think did she even greet them or she just went straight in?
I don't even know. She went over to Chris Harrison and she was like, whew, I feel better. And then went in there and was like, all right.
I just went, she started picking up roses and calling people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Didn't give them no explanation, no nothing. First rose went to Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
Then Easy, I think, Riley, Brendan, Bennett, Blake, Damar, Spencer. Last rose, we got some nice guys left.
We do.
Kenny, Ed, Dr. Joe,
yeah.
Jordan, and Chasen.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people, one rose left. And it goes to fucking Ed.
They need that drama. They need the drama before they can tell the real love stories. Because we're all dying to just have her locked in a room with Ivan, Buzz, and Zach.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just waiting for that moment. But they still need some, like, drama and tension and foolishness.
Tell a story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, damn, we got to say goodbye to some POCs.
Dr. Joe.
God damn.
We just put on Instagram that we need more Dr. Joe, and now he's gone.
He's fully gone. So sad. Truly, truly, they did him a it was an injustice not seeing enough of him.
I know. And we did see a significant amount. I think, a good amount of Dr. Joe, I would say.
A decent amount.
But not enough.
And every time we saw him, it was gold.
It was. It was so, everybody just fell in love immediately.
Everybody just loved him.
Yeah.
So definitely went home prematurely. Mm-hmm. I hope we see more of him.
Same.
Somewhere. And then we also have to say goodbye to Jordan.
Who
also really liked.
Yeah, and he had a sleeve on his calf. We saw earlier that at the pool. Oh. Yeah, that's cool. Aww. Like, come on. I don't know.
I know. Jordan, I would love to see Jordan with new glasses.
Yes.
Or no glasses. Curious what that looks like.
Yeah.
And like a fade, a low cut.
Hello, Jordan, get rid of that hair.
Yeah.
We could talk. Yeah.
We could talk.
Yep.
We could work something out.
Yeah.
But yeah, also sad to see Kenny. He ain't a paid TOC, but I really appreciated Kenny.
Yeah, I appreciated Kenny. People put some weird stuff about him in the Facebook group. Made me a little nervous about Kenny.
Oh, God.
But I think, you know what? Kenny served his purpose, though. I think same with Chase and the Bunny. Chase and the Bunny served his purpose, and so it was time for him to leave.
It was time to go. Yep. Yeah, it was. And that was the episode, my friends.
What an episode it was.
What an episode. That was a lot.
It was great.
It was a lot. Now we did get a preview for next week. Some type of haunted house, haunted resort suite date. Looks like Zaxi and Tasia finally get a one-on-one date.
Very excited to see it.
Looks like some type of wedding.
Yeah, somewhere she's in a dress.
Dress? Why are they doing this?
I don't know. I don't
want to do any of that. I don't want to put on a wedding dress. I don't want to do no fake proposal. I don't want to do this.
You know what it is, too, is that this show is already so much a mockery of an engagement and love story that, like, I don't want to see them also do a literal mockery date.
Mockery within the collective mockery of the franchise. Like, it's too much. It's very meta, and it's scary. It's too much. Tasia, looks like Tasia and Buzz might get a one-on-one date. It looked like they're on a Ferris wheel of some sort.
Yeah, they might get a little something.
Did they ship in a Ferris wheel to the resort? You saw that? They were on a Ferris wheel. I was like, where'd they go?
Maybe, well, you know what? If this was in late July and August, California was like a little looser by then. We were still locked in the house, but they were definitely way looser.
Relaxing some things, Very curious to see what that is. Bennett confronts Noah.
Yes.
So they still going at it.
Still.
And Tasia says, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they are going to be on a two-on-one.
And it looks like it's at her house.
Oh, jeez.
They in there playing in a black woman's house. I can't. I can't.
Oh, God. And we have Bennett saying to Noah, there are four components of emotional intelligence and you are deficient in three of them. And then we have Tasia sitting up in between the two of them and is like, this teenage boy drama is ridiculous.
Yeah, she should send them both home.
I think she might send them both home.
Yeah.
She might. She actually might. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's it, guys. That's the episode. We'll be back next week, of course.
Sure will.
Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on Twitter, email, Facebook, Instagram, tag us in your story, share us with the world, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.